Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, D, you can't answer nobody's call.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper. And get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
I can't answer this call. The phone number is 347-215-8709. Hello?
Welcome, everyone, to the Preparation Room. We're having some technical difficulties. Just hang tight. Tam, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, you're on air.
Hello, everybody at the Preparation Room. It is such a powerful day, as we know that, you know, the devil, he is so busy, but he is a liar. God is good, and nothing can stop what he has for us. Today is a great day here in Atlanta. The air is beautiful outside. God is doing some awesome things in the air right now. We know there's been some sorrow that's going on. But through it all, like Pastor Creflo Dollar said, let's just praise him through it all. I just want to just give my shout-out to World Changes Ministry. Through the trials and tribulation we all been going through, I'm a member of World Changes Ministry. We've been going through so much this year, but through it all, we give God the glory. As our Pastor Creflo Dollar is teaching us through everything, let's give him praise and honor. So first of all, Father God, we just thank you for this day. We praise you for this day. I praise you for all the listeners that's on this line right now that's listening to this wonderful show, just getting ready to go forth for your glory. Father God, I just thank you right now for Bill Groen and Joy being part of what you are doing at this time and the producer, Kalithia, and I thank God for all the listeners on the phone. But listeners, today is a great day. We're just going to enjoy this day. This is just going to give you a little bit more ump about what God is doing in life. And I just want to thank him. I thank all of you listeners for calling. But, you know, as we always start with a scripture. And after the scripture, we'll just go full steam ahead with what we got planned for today. Okay, so we have Annette Everett on the phone. Annette, would you like to go forth in your scripture today?
I would like to read a scripture in the New International Version of the Bible, Isaiah 47, chapter and the 9 to 11 verse. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient time, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. And in that, it's like there is no one like God. He is God. And whatever his plan and purpose is, it shall come to pass. And there is a lot of people buried in the graveyard with their gifts and talent. And I just want to encourage everyone to walk into your calling.
Amen, amen, amen. That is awesome. And that, I just want to just whisper a little prayer to us before we go forth. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I bless your holy name. I thank you for your son, Jesus. We just decree that no satanic or demonic forces would be in the midst of these calls or in the airways where we're going forth. Father God, we honor you with this preparation room in Bill Gorin and Joy. We honor you. It's not about me. It's not about the listeners. It's not about no one that we're interviewing today. It's all about you. So, Father God, we honor you, and it is not a burden to praise you. I know what praise and worship mean to me. Listeners, praise and worship is an awesome thing. I tell you, once I write my book, you will see what praise and worship did for me. A lot of times you might see me posting in the preparation room, and it's all about praising and worshiping, going forth, and I'm always talking about love, and I'm always talking about God. I mean, I can't do anything without him. I mean, I know what it has done for me, the things it has done for me. I know how it has just redeemed me and took me to a whole different level in life, and also still taking me a level in life, and through the praise and through the worshiping and honoring him. Not about religion and all that traditional religion stuff. I'm not about that. You know, it's all about newness. And everybody, you know, I don't knock anybody's belief and their religion. You know, if it works for you, oh, well, it works for you. I still love you anyway, you know, because that belief worked for you. But I know what worked for me. And I'm a living testimony to tell you what God has done for me. And what we go through, these trials and tribulations that you are going through right now, with rejections, hurt, unforgiveness, manipulation, deception, whatever that you're going through. As you go through it, it's just a testimony to give God worship and praise, because he will bring you through. So with that, I leave that word to praising God and thanking God, and we shall go on with the flow with what God has for us here at the preparation room. So we have a group that is a band, and they are awesome. And I would like to introduce them to you right now. The name of the band is By Faith, and their other name was JT Spiritual, and they were so, with God just blessed them in such an awesome way that JT Spiritual was so overpowering, and so many people came together as one, that God had to do some new things with it and just make it enlarge even more. So what they did with them, from the understanding that I got, is they made two groups. So today we are interviewing one of the groups today. And we welcome the callers to call in. If we have anybody else from the group, because there's so many of you, you're welcome to call in and we'll talk with you. But right now we have By Faith on the line. Is By Faith on the line?
Yes.
Hello, By Faith.
Hello.
Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Is this By Faith?
Yes.
Hi, Bossa, can you introduce yourself? Can you introduce your name? I didn't get your name. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, is this, can whoever have, I'm sorry, Pam, but it's really echoing. And turn your player down, please turn your player down, and whatever's playing in the background, because it's echoing and we can't hear anything on the back end.
Okay, we got it. You hear me down? Now, can you hear me now?
Yes. Is this Calvin? You. Hold on, ma'am. Is this Calvin?
No, ma'am. This is not Calvin. This is
everything
else.
Okay. Well, Pam, I'm just going to introduce myself so they can know, because things are kind of all over the place. You feel me? And everybody knows who I am. I'm the president of Bill Grown and Joy, and I want to make sure this is a successful show. So if there are any players on, please turn it off because it echoes. If you're near each other on phone, you have to separate yourself, because it also will echo, because during the interview, we won't hear anything.
Too close.
Okay, Pam, you can go ahead and go. Pam, I don't, the lines are full. There's numerous callers. I don't know who is who with the technical difficulties and not being able to identify who is who, so we'll just have to roll with it. But you can go ahead and go with this caller right here, and then we'll just roll with it from here.
Thank you so much, Talicia. Hello, am I speaking to AJ? AJ, are you on the phone? Hello, is this AJ?
Hello?
Hi, is this AJ?
Yes, it is. He's having difficulties on.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Reverend Ragland.
Well, Reverend Ragland, it doesn't matter who I talk to right now. We have listeners from all around the world waiting to hear from by faith. And we know how the enemy, he is just so busy. So is it okay that we could talk to you since he's having some difficulty with his phone? We would like to know a little bit about the band.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on. Hello, Pam. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Am I speaking to? Yes, I can hear you
very
well.
This is AJ Riley, y'all. We had some technical problems with the phone. But this is AJ Leslie. I'm the musical director and one of the drummers and percussionists for the group.
Woo! We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you. And
we've been waiting
to
get you, too.
What you could do is, since you're having difficulty, let's use the phone that we have, and the next person that we need to talk to, you can just give them the same phone so we won't have any other problems with it. And
okay.
Later on, you
that,
could
that,
tune in to Billboard and Joy, and you could let them listen to it together. But we're just going to go forth because time is very important. We've been waiting to hear from this powerful band called By Faith. And can you introduce yourself a little bit about what is your name? Your name is AJ. But can you give us your real name and tell us exactly what you're doing, and we'll go from there.
Okay. My name is Arnold J. Leslie, Sr., and I am the music director for By Faith. I'm also a drummer percussionist with the group. So I'm kind of the appointed spokesperson, but, you know, we're all equal in our positions within the group. We totally believe in teamwork. Everything we do is led by the Spirit of the Lord. So we were able to get a lot of things done with a minimum amount of time and no problems. And
wow,
my job basically is to just make sure that, you know, we rehearse on time and, you know, we program the right type music for the audience that we're going to be going out trying to reach. And it makes it real easy because we have such great Spirit-filled people within the group.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, the preparation room is a little bit about going forth for the kingdom. And as you know, the slogan of it is the whole mission of it, I must say, is about preparing the way for the Lord. And I just want to know about By Faith. You know, it is a band, right? You said it is a band. It is a band.
Yes, we are a group of musicians and vocalists, and we use various musical elements, blues, soul, hip-hop, rock, gospel, to try to reach a multi-ethnic population. You know, our music is for everybody. God's music is for everybody. So that's the approach that we take. Right now, we don't have any horns in the band, so we have a double keyboard player, guitar player, bass player, drummer, and percussionists, and both the drum and percussionists, they switch off, one playing drums, the other playing percussion. We have singers, and the group is really multi-talented. All of them basically play multi-instruments, so we have a lot of versatility in what we can do.
Well, praise God. You just honor God with your music, and that is just great. Can you tell us a little bit about, moving on, can you tell us a little bit about what By Faith mean to you for your group as your spokesperson here?
Well, by faith means to me and to us is that everything we do, everything we try to accomplish is by our faith in God. We don't do anything on our own, don't do anything by ourselves, and we are intent on making sure that God gets that glory. You know, mm-hmm. our belief is that music is just a vehicle to reach people to give them the good news of the gospel. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So we attempt to use music to bring more people to have faith and to try to seek God's face so they can have a better life and fulfill the purpose and the plan that he has for them.
Wow.
Amen. And music basically is something that everybody can relate to. It's universal.
Yes. How long by faith have been born? You know, when did you first begin by faith? Because I understand that I have, that if the group was so big that you had to get another group to continue by, to make this by faith. Can you tell me how long you've been, you know, established?
Well, this group, this version of By Faith was the first By Faith group, and we came together in September of this year. The previous group, KT Spirituals, was so large, we had so many members, and it got to the point where we realized that we needed to separate and make two entirely different groups. And each one of us has our mission and our goals of what we want to achieve. So that's it. So back in September, we had a meeting with our record label, and we decided to form two separate groups. There's JT Spirituals, We're By Faith.
Wow.
And that's how it came about.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Can you let us know that the songs that By Faith came by doing? What is, can you give us one of your favorite songs, By Faith?
Yeah, one of the songs is called I Trust. And it is a song about trusting in the Lord when things are good, whether they're bad, whether they're indifferent, your trust still should be in the Lord because he will make sure everything works out. And
yeah.
The song is called Child of God, and it's about a person who gets lost actually on their way to church because, you know, the enemy is always busy. He's always trying to divert us from our mission or our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those songs have powerful messages, and both of those songs are songs that people can relate to and experiences and circumstances in our lives where we did get diverted from the purpose of the plan that God has for us.
Wow. Wow. Well, one of the things I know that you say that you are the drummer.
Yes.
Of By Faith. As you being a drummer, I'm a psalmist, so when I sing, I could really sing from my spirit and my soul. You know, just knowing that it has touched someone as I sing. Can you tell me? You know, I'm not a musician. How is it when you being a drummer and you playing something from God? It's like, I just need to know, can you express to me, you know how you could reach the people and, you know, because I know how I could express my feeling for a song. But, making a beat on a drum, can you tell me, you know, is there a connection, or can you just tell me a little bit something about being a drummer as a instrument for God?
Well, there's always a connection. A lot of times when you play for the Lord as a musician, regardless of the instrument, he guides your hands, your feet, your fingers. He guides what you do, and his spirit comes through you to the instrument that you're playing. Some musicians that I perform with, even in this group, even when we have rehearsals, it's like having church. I mean, it's so spirit-filled to where God takes over.
Wow.
And the Holy Spirit takes over, and we like it like that. We enjoy it. We get so much joy out of what we're doing, and then we'll finish, and we'll go like, man, you know, did you feel that? And we go, yeah, I felt that. Because, you know, the Spirit comes through you. Just like when a preacher preaches the word, you know, he channels the Spirit of the Lord through him to get the word out to the people. It's the same thing with our music. We want to channel the Spirit of the Lord through us, let the music project to the audience that's out there listening to us.
Wow, that's awesome. So I want to ask you this quick question. Have you ever been into worship and the Spirit of God have hit you so powerful that you just couldn't play? I know I was listening to, before I really just realized what worship really was, I was listening to a pastor, and his name was D.D. Gates, and he was saying that, he said that real worship to him is when the musician can't play anymore, when the Spirit of God really fall upon you. The musician can't play anymore. The cameraman can't tape anymore. The psalmist can't sing anymore. And no one can't do anything but get down on their knees and worship God. That has happened to me before. Has that ever happened to you?
And there are numerous times where I'm playing, even at my church, where we're doing praise and worship or we're doing devotion, and I'm crying and people are looking at me like I've lost my mind, but that's okay because you're overwhelmed.
Yes.
And once you're overwhelmed, you don't have control.
Yes.
Some people may shout. They may run up and down the aisles. They may fall out and roll around on the floor. It affects different people different ways. And I've definitely had experiences that the Spirit was so powerful, I just lost it. If you'd asked me what my name was, I couldn't.
That's what I'm talking about, listeners. When the Spirit of God come upon you, you don't be ashamed. You let it flow. You let it flow in worship. You let it flow, because that is a powerful thing. That's being healing and redeemed. And, I just love it. I love it when he just take over like that. You know, I can just feel him in the atmosphere now as we talk about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. You know, in the beginning, when God was creating the heaven and earth in the beginning of Genesis, it said that when the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, that's when God spoke. Let there be light. So I just ask you, men and women of God and listeners, when that Spirit of God come upon you, there is power. So embrace in it. So I thank you. Can I call you AJ?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody else does.
Hi. Thank you so much, AJ. But I know we have another pastor, if he's available. His name is Pastor Hubert.
Yes, ma'am. He's right here.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him as well, because we got a whole bunch of listeners in, and I'll get back with you at the end of the show, before the show is over.
I'm going to give you Pastor Smith. Okay. Hello?
Thank you so much. Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
Hubert.
This Pastor.
How you doing today?
How about yourself, Seth? Can you hear me?
You doing okay? I can hardly hear
you. I'm doing fantastic.
Good. So you are with By Faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with the band By Faith?
Well, I'm one of the lead singers. The song I Trust, I lead that song.
You do? Wow. Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you now. So
oh,
you are the lead singer by... You are the lead singer with I Trust.
I Trust and Child of God and You Forgave Me.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about a little bit about I Trust. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's
one of the other guys was talking about it, AJ, let's finish up I Trust. Tell me something. When you sing in I Trust, can you tell me exactly what are you feeling? Who are you trying to reach? Are you just giving it out to God? Tell me a little bit about I Trust.
Well, you know, sometimes you're going through trials and tribulations in your life or even having problems on your job, and you see that you're trying to talk to people and they're not really listening to you, so you have to call on the Lord and let the Lord fix that problem for you. So you will have to learn to trust God and not yourself, because so many times we trust ourselves and we get ourselves in trouble because we are not able to fix any problem, because God said, put your trust in Him and He'll direct your path. So this song, I'm thinking about all the trials and the tribulation that I went through in life and how I had to trust God to bring me out of it. So my message to the audience, you know, when I was in the hospital, I had to trust God. When I went home and nobody came by to check on me, I had to trust God to help me through that situation. So that's what I be feeling about when I'm singing the song.
Amen. That is just awesome. That is just awesome. I was talking to AJ about the worship, and I asked him a question, and I want to ask you that quick question. Have you ever got into worship in such a way that, mainly with this song, I can't wait to hear it. Have you ever got into worship with God, and as you were singing a song that you just got paralyzed, you forgot the song, and you just fell on your knees and the Holy Spirit has came upon you? Have that ever happened to you with that song?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it had overwhelmed me so greatly in the Spirit that, you know, I'm just lost in God. It's no longer me, but God is in control, and He has taken control of me, and I don't even realize the things that are going on until He brings me down from the Spirit. And I love that about God.
Yes. Yes, that is such an awesome thing. At first, when that have happened to me several times.
Amen.
And
I mean, go ahead. There's been even times when I've been asked to pray at a funeral, and I would say, bow your heads, and all of a sudden I'm saying amen, and I know then that God had took control, and He gave a message in the prayer that I prayed, because I can't even remember what I said, so I know God is moving.
Wow. Yes, He is. Yes, He is moving. He's such an awesome God, and He's worthy.
Amen.
Praise. I just honor Him. Listeners, I mean, I just, you know, as we talk in the line, you know, the Spirit of God is just hovering over Bill Gordon and Joy and all in the preparation room and all through the airwaves and all through the line. So just embracing what you're feeling. Embracing and what you're feeling in the atmosphere. You know, it's just God. We lifting up God. We loving on God. And even though, you know, you just behind the scenes, God knows that you are here with us. And He taking the time out to even tune in to listen and to love on Him. You honoring that time. So I thank you so much, but Felicia, if we got some time.
Well, Pastor Herbert, I want to just say welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. It's a pleasure to have you and by faith and Reverend AJ. It's just amazing what God is doing in all of you guys' lives, you know, so big of a group that you have to divide into two. I hear you guys are earth, wind, and fire of gospel music. Is that true?
Yeah, we sound about like them, but we just all about Jesus.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, Pam, what I would suggest is that we play some of the music. I mean, all the listeners are here. The lines are full.
Amen.
And I'm sure they will hear some of this music you guys have been talking about. So with that, Pastor Herbert, I'm going to let you decide on which song to play. And then, Pam, after we get back from the song, I would suggest we go ahead and speak to Calvin Smith on JT Spiritual so he can give his, you know, his calling and what he's doing with the other half of the group. But with that,
oh,
Pastor
yeah,
Herbert, what
definitely.
Song would you like for me to play?
I Trust.
I yes, Trust. Okay,
I Trust.
Everyone, this is My Faith by Faith. AKA, also known as
Jakey
Spiritual. I Trust. By faith. Amen. Start of the day when I can't see my way, I trust you. Yeah, when times get hard and they tripping at my job, I trust you. You, when I feel
alone,
you'll be there
to carry me on. So I trust,
Lord, I know I can depend on you. I trust, Lord, I know that you will see me through. I trust, Lord, I know I can depend on you. I trust, Lord, I know that you will see me through. You are the truth and you are the light. I trust you. Yes, I do.
I trust,
Lord, you have moved me. You're no one greater. I trust you. When I feel, you'll be there, yeah.
So I trust, Lord, I know I can depend on you.
Yeah.
I trust, Lord, I know that you will be there.
Because I need it, I know that you will see me through. Because I seek it, I know that you will see me through. The weapons may fall, they won't prosper, cause greater is he in me than he that's in the world.
When I feel all hope is gone, you'll be there to carry me on. When I feel all hope is gone, you'll be there to carry me on. So I'll try.
Is just awesome. It is just truly awesome. I feel an anointing all over that song. So we just ask God to bless you and by faith, bless your group by faith. And we just ask God to do even bigger and even more miraculous thing with this group.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let everybody know by faith that we keep them in prayer and we will reach back with you. But we have the second part of your being on the line. Thank goodness.
Okay.
That's the second part of your being on the line.
Amen.
And that's JT Spiritual.
Yes.
And we have a Calvin Smith. Calvin,
yes,
Smith,
yes.
You on the line?
How you doing? Yes, I'm here.
Good. We're glad that you tuned in. You just pretty much made the group complete. Thank you for calling in at Bill Gore and Joy and just tuning in with the Preparation Room. We really appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Calvin. Calvin Smith, introduce yourself to everyone that's on the line.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a minister at my church, at the Eagles Nest Community Church, and I also sing with By Faith. And what we just been doing is just praising the Lord, giving God all the glory. And we all are ministers and pastors in the group, and we just came together. And I believe in serving the Lord each and every day, waking up in the morning, going to bed, serving the Lord. And we just continue to stay on that path and that roll call straight. And I'm one of the lead singers that is with By Faith. And we had a group called JT Spirituals, and we kind of split up because we were so big. And I did do a song called Family Reunion, and it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube called JT Spiritual Family Reunion. But we're splitting up into two groups, so I'm with By Faith at this time. So I just thank God for this opportunity to give him the glory, because it's all in his name that we're here today and we're able to speak and to just marinate in the spirit and tell the world what we're doing is trying to reach the younger people and reach the older people at the same time by giving them some soul spiritual music that can move them and graft them in with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. So JT Spiritual are still around. The group is still around, but it's emerged from JT Spiritual, and it's By Faith, so it is two groups.
Yes, ma'am. It's basically two groups at this time, and we're all just one big happy family. And what we're trying to do is continue to make music and to make music that will reach people, that people can love and to enjoy throughout their lives, not just make music and just for one day you play it. You play a song that you want to hear each and every day because it's a praise and worship song that give God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And we're two groups at this time, but basically we're just one big happy family. And because the group gotten so large, we had to split it up. But like I say, I'm one of the lead singers with By Faith at this time. And when I was with JT Spiritual, we did a song called Family Reunion. It's on YouTube. Called JT Spiritual Family Reunion. If you have time to go there, then you go there. It's a nice song. It will bless you. But just want to say that God is good, and he's still working in both groups, and we just want to just lift him up and give him the glory.
Give him the glory. That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Calvin Smith, that's what I'm talking about. We thank you so much for being with us today with this group, just making it one and complete. Can you let us know again the name of the YouTube thing is Family Reunion?
Yes, ma'am. It's called JT Spiritual Family Reunion. It's a remake of the OJs. The OJs made a Family Reunion song. And it was already a beautiful song, so we just made it all together and made it spiritual for the whole family. We wanted it to be a song that it could reach the families and the children can listen to and enjoy, and people can just feel their soul with real spiritual music. And By Faith is this type of group, and this is what we're doing today, is just lifting up the name of Jesus and giving him all the glory.
Amen, amen. The way that I found you out was through that song. I had went through to a SCLC conference that they was having in Marietta, and I saw this. And first we they had a mighty woman of God, Susan Holland. She was speaking at, she was with us last week, and she was speaking at SCLC conference that they had in Marietta, and she was powerful. And then they called this huge group up, and it was JT Spiritual, And I remember seeing you all singing that song, Family Reunion, and it was a guy, a mature man of God. He came up, and I mean to tell you, you wouldn't believe how that man was rapping Family Reunion. He took it from, this words, and he just rapped with it. So, I mean, the group is just awesome. And just to know that it grew even bigger than what I thought it was, you know, at the time, when I saw it was a few months ago when I saw it there, and it grew even bigger. You know that God is blessing that group. So I thank God for what he's doing in your life. I thank God that bands are still around because, you know, today is not really about band. They take one engineer, he will make everything with a band. But to know that bands are still around, that is truly a powerful thing. But most of all, I want to thank this man of God. His name is Minister Gant.
Yes, ma'am.
The powerful man of God. He's the one that referred myself and Kalicia Jenkins about you all. So we can give, you know, a shout out to Minister Gant. You are truly a mighty man of God, and you are letting God use you in a mighty way. So with that, Minister Calvin Smith, we thank you so much. We'll get back with you. We'll try to get back with you as the show go on, but we want to see if there are any listeners that's been on hold that might want to come in and ask you some questions.
Pam, there's plenty people on here.
Hello?
She's doing what she does.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Jenkins, she wants you to hold on a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I have a little difficulties on this phone. It just seems like it's just all kind of issues. Well, Calvin, I just want to thank you also for coming on. But, Pam, I want to make sure we play Family Reunion with Calvin still on here so that we're able to get back to them. But before we do, Pam, I want to make sure that I want to send a shout-out to all the listeners across the globe. We got Chicago listening in. We have Phoenix.
Amen.
We have Houston, China. I hope I said that right. Istanbul, Turkey. Atlanta, of course.
Ooh.
Los Angeles. Seattle, Canada. Wichita, Kansas. Charlotte and Miami. Thank you guys for tuning in with the Preparation Room, and I know all of the difficulties and problems we're having today. It doesn't matter. The message is still coming across. Also, make sure you guys follow Pamela on Twitter at Sunshine Reef. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, of course. Go to the Preparation Room on Facebook, and also follow me at Calicia to keep in tact with all of, you know, amazing things that's going on with Bill Gordon and Joy as a whole. We have so many great things to come, so you definitely want to get out and join the movement, and that's at BillGordonJoy.com. You can become a free member and also get all the email blasts to keep in the loop of everything. So I definitely wanted to say that. And then before I play this song, Calvin, I got a tweet from someone, and they're tuning in, and they have asked me, and they want to know, how many members are in the group now between JT Spiritual and By Faith? Now that you guys have separated, because obviously they know that you guys are a large group, but how many members are in the groups combined?
Oh, combined, it's about, we got like 20, it could have been about 22 people now, so we got to kind of spread it. First we had about 16 people, but now since we added a couple of players, a couple of singers and a couple of musicians, we're up to about 20. So it was just a lot of people. We basically like Earth, Wind, and Fire of the Gospel. And once you hear us, you can tell that we're basically an experienced-type group. But we had to split up a little bit because people were just, we was kind of playing over one another. And so now the music is sounding like it should sound, and everybody's happy.
Right, right. I understand that clearly. We definitely hear Bill Brunner Joy. So, Pam, I'm going to play Family Reunion. There has been a lot of people sitting on hold wanting to callers. There was tons of callers. Some of them have dropped off waiting. But we're going to go ahead and play this song. And when we get back, you can go ahead and open the line for you for your callers, okay?
Okay.
Can you get a shout out to Clean Clean Records?
Oh.
great power, and every eye shall see a family reunion. Of life and tree of life on every side. I'm gonna walk with Jesus and see God face to face. My mother and father, they'll be there. My sisters and my
disappears without a trace, drifting upwards, all without a care. Christ has caught us up in the air. Family reunion, total conclusion, do the wrong thing, be an exclusion. Then we will come back to the earth again, living in the new city of Jerusalem. All you haters, you better beware. When the Savior comes, it's going to be a family affair.
Amen. Yes, I love that song, Family Reunion. I love that song. Thank you so much, Talithia, for playing that song for us. And thank you so much for Calvin Smith calling in and just sharing the other part of this mighty move that God is doing with the bands now. By Faith and JT Spiritual.
Yes, ma'am.
So back to you, Kezia Jenkins. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we do. That was a wonderful song. Very positive, very community, just bringing it together no matter what, you know. But, yes, we do have some callers. Let's go ahead and take some of these callers in. We are about 49 minutes behind the hour, Pam. 9:49 where I'm at before I head out to this community food parade with the little ones. It's, what, 12:49 where you guys are at in Atlanta?
Yes.
All right, so we can roll through it. And
Look at God. Look how awesome God is doing things. You in San Diego, and we in Atlanta, and we got people from China listening, and
a lot of people are retweeting about the show, tweeting the power of social media. I can't say it more. So, Calvin, make sure you guys get your Facebooks up. Make sure you get your Twitters up, because it's amazing what you can do with that social media and get your brand out there.
I know it. Can I get a shout out to Clean Thing Records?
Go ahead.
I'd just like to shout out to Clean Clean Records from the Saints for everything. Just thank him for being patient and working with us, and just a wonderful guy, and just a good fellow. And I just want to thank God for him. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Let's take some of your callers, Pam. We got caller 770-8286. How are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Caller 770-8286, are you there? Might be shy. This one right here. Caller 678-5105. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. In the preparation room. 678-5101.
Okay, let's try to take a couple more.
678-2419. Hello, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy in the preparation room. 678-2419, are you there?
Hey, this is AJ again from Boston.
Oh, hey, AJ.
Yeah, I had to call back. The phone went dead that I was on, and you had Reverend Calvin Smith on, so I was listening to the information that he gave you. But one of the things I wanted to do before we got off the air was let your listeners know that we do have a Twitter page and we are on Facebook.
Amen.
Can you go ahead and let everyone know what Twitter is?
Yes, ma'am, I'm giving you that now. And it is By Faith at By Faith Follower. And our Facebook is byfaithleaders@gmail.com. And also I want to give a shout out to Ms. Glenda Ragland. She is the president of Clean Clean Records. She's also our primary agent and leader. She books all of our commitments and handles all our public relations, and we really want to thank God for Glenda because she's an awesome woman of God.
Awesome.
Yes,
can you say that Twitter and Facebook again? You said it kind of fast. I didn't even pick it up. So the Twitter is at By Faith?
Yeah, the Twitter is By Faith at By Faith Follower.
Okay.
And our Facebook is faithleaders@gmail.com.
What is it again? The Facebook?
byfaithleaders@gmail.com.
Sounds good. Well, there you go, Pam. There's callers in here, but you're sitting kind of quiet. I'm going to leave it, transition back to you. Reverend Calvin Smith is still on the air, and I still have the line open for AJ, so it's on you.
Okay, well, we just thank God. What is the name of your record label? You do have a record label, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's Clean, K-L-E-A-N, Clean Clean Records.
Okay.
And it's an independent record label. The owner, his name is George Sims. He's been in the business for a number of years. He's another great man of God, and we thank God for him and his vision and his input and support of what we're trying to do.
Okay, tell me something since you're on the line. AJ, we don't want you to drop again, so we want to ask you some more questions as well. Do you have a female in your group?
Yes, we do. Her name is Evangelist Margie Clark, and I was hoping we had time for you to talk to her.
Oh, I would love to.
I'm
going
to give her to you right now. Here's Evangelist Margie.
Hello, Evangelist. How are you
Hi.
Today?
I'm blessed.
Welcome.
Praise God.
Well, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy in the preparation room. We got so much going on. Later on, you could tune in and listen, tap back into Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and you could hear everything that's going on. But when I came there, I think it was a lady when I saw you play before, and understanding that, you know, that I did get that they still had a woman in the group. And I just wanted to see a little impact on what do you feel about in such a big group like this, being one of the female artists in the group. Can you tell us a little bit about Are you one of the lead singers, or, you know, what part do you play with this mighty group?
Yes, ma'am. I am one of the lead singers, and I also sing in the background. A lot of them pretty much think of me as a den mother or a peacemaker, they call me.
You need to be a peacemaker. Is there any other women in the group, or are you the only woman that's in the group?
I'm the only female in by face, and I consider myself just like the little sister.
Well, that's good. I just encourage you to, you know, just lead. You know, we women, you know, we have to put the, you know, we have to put the main ingredient in there. So I just encourage you to just continue to lead and do what you have to do. And I just, you know, this will keep you definitely in prayer. Now, you are evangelist, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm an evangelist.
Okay.
I'm from Unselling Word Outreach Ministries in Newnan, Georgia.
Okay, what is the name of the ministry?
Unveiling Word Outreach Ministry. My sister is my pastor.
Amen. What is your sister's name?
Deborah Shepherd, Pastor Deborah Shepherd.
I'd
like to give a shout-out to them this morning.
Amen. Give another shout-out to them.
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to Unveiling Word Outreach Ministries in Newnan, Georgia.
Amen. Well, we just thank you for coming and being part of Still Growing in Joy at the Preparation Room. It's just an awesome thing that God is doing. And I encourage you to continue to go out and evangelize and bring people to Christ and sing like you never sung before, you know. Lead like you never led before. And make sure that you keep everything tight. And I want to give a shout-out to Sister Galinda, too, because she's the one that, you know, just put the ingredients and made everything that happened. And I know she was telling me that she was going out of town helping with the voting and stuff. And listeners, don't forget to vote.
Yes.
Don't forget to vote for who you want to vote for.
Right.
You know, but I just want to just thank God for this time. I want to thank God for this time being with Bill Groen and Joy again. And we thank all you listeners for listening in. And I want to go to you, Khalifia, to see is there any callers that want to come in and say anything, because I know I looked at the page and it was just filled up. So is there any callers that would like, we don't want to leave you out.
I definitely want to make sure that Reverend Calvin Smith does let the audience and the listeners know how they can contact him with JT Spiritual. Are you still there, Reverend Smith?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Could you please let everyone know how they can follow you, how they can contact you, and just, you know, even talk on your ministry a little bit and where your church is actually at, or how they can come serve with you also?
Yes, ma'am. I'm at the Eagles Nest Community Church on Edgewood, 33 Edgewood Avenue. And I'm one of the ministers on the board there. Preach in different places in the world. I've been to Jamaica, Mexico 3 times. I'm just a minister. Wherever God leads me, I just want to give the word. And you can reach me at the Eagles Nest, or you can call me on my cell phone, 678-608-5354. And I'm also a part of the By Faith group. So you can find me with that Twitter address that AJ have given you guys. So that is a way you can contact me also. But want to thank God for his opportunity, you know, and hopefully we could sing and bless people that really, really want to hear good music and just praise the Lord and beautiful songs that Pastor Smith had sung earlier. I trust, and I just thank God for these guys, and I just want to say that right now I don't have a website, but the website I'm with is a By Faith website, and that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, Pam, you know, like I said, there's callers in here. We can, I think there's a couple of them on here. Just make sure that you, I just tweeted out to you guys, so make sure you guys follow back with us. We'll follow you. And like I said, get into the preparation room on Facebook. Like I said, social media is where it's all at. You know, great way to communicate on the go, because we are definitely on the go. Builder on the Joy and the preparation room. And then you can also add me on Facebook. You find me, Kalithia Jenkins, or just, you know, add yourself on Builder on the Joy and send me a message. Pam, I think we have a lot of callers. It's going to take some, okay?
I see that, and it's great. I welcome you callers for calling in, and I thank you so much. And we just wanted you to be part of what God is doing, so come on, let's talk.
All right, let's see here. Caller 678-7056, welcome to Bill Growing and Join the Preparation Room.
Hey, y'all, this is AJ back, but what I wanted to do quickly as we answer these questions, I want Pastor Johnny Davis. He's a guitar player in the group, and we actually rehearsed at his church, Restoration Through Christ Ministries. I wanted him to finish this up and answer any questions that the callers may have. So I'm going to give you Pastor Johnny Davis.
Okay, who do you have? Yeah, who
Pastor
do you have,
Johnny,
AJ?
Johnny Davis, Pastor Johnny Davis. He's from Restoration Through Christ Ministries. This is the church that is our home base for rehearsals. He's also a guitar player in our group. He's also the composer of the song I Trust. He actually wrote that song.
Oh, wow.
So
well,
I'm going to give
him
to you. Hold on.
We welcome you. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Welcome to Bill Growing and Enjoying the Preparation Room. It's a blessed day, and it's just an awesome thing what God is doing, and I'm excited to hear what
yes,
is going on with you.
Yes, it is. Everything is fine, and I just thank God for what he has done. And also, me and another brother, one of my armor bearers here at my church, who's also one of the praise and worship singers, me and him actually put that song together because it's a song that wanted to be something that people that can relate to it, because actually a lot of things that goes on in people's lives, and, you know, they don't know which way to turn. And, like, sometimes my wife would always ask me, what are we going to do? I used to say all the time, trust God. Trust God. And let God give me another answer. Only thing I know to do is just say trust God. And I would encourage a lot of people that are going through anything out there, and even though they may not have the answer at the moment, but what they can do is just say, well, you know, I can't see what's going on right now, but only thing that I can do is just say trust God. Because if you trust God and don't lean to your own understanding, God will show you and lead you into whatever his plan is for your life. So if we can continuously to do that, we will have less worries and more peace. And so I'm just asking everyone that are out there that are listening, all you have to do, whatever situation and circumstance and whatever storm that you may be going through, just trust God and wait for God to give you the answer. And that's what peace is being all about. God, Jesus said, I will give you peace, not as the world give it, but as I give it unto you. And there's a lot of times when you're going through situations and circumstances, if people see you in peace when all crisis and everything is going on around you, and it's real strange to the world, but you know what? When you're in the spirit of God, God can give you that peace. And that's when you can really just trust in him and wait on him, because if you let the scripture tell us that if we be patient and let patience have its perfect works, we will want for nothing in the end. So if you get in the way of that, you will stop what God is trying to get you to the end of that when the situation is completed. But as long as we get out of the way and just trust God and let him direct our path, hey, everything will be all right. Amen?
Amen. That is powerful. That is powerful. The understanding that I have, you have a ministry, you have a church?
Yes, I do. It's in Decatur, Georgia. It's in Decatur, Georgia. It's 2962 Ember Drive. That's right off of Candler Road. We're in the office suite building, which is called Interstate East. We're in suite 102, the second door from the end. And our service starts at 11. We have Wednesday night Bible studies at 7:30. And we have awesome Bible studies, because one thing about the church, what we're trying to get people to understand is the church is equipped to equip the people things that are going on out there in the world. And it's more than just going, just coming to church, listening to the choir sing, giving your money, listening to the preacher preaching, then go back home, and you're not equipped to handle the circumstances and the situations out there in the world. God is allowing, putting pastors together with fivefold ministries, and will God is allowing people to be taught, to be preached to, because the pastor's a shepherd. Whatever flock that he gives you, you're supposed to be the shepherd over that flock. And the key thing is to equip the people that they may put on the whole armor of God so they can be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. So whatever fiery dart that he throws at you, it won't stick. Because you know why? We're standing on the word of God. And if you stand on the word of God, you can be able to endure anything. If we remember the word, just as Jesus did when he was tempted by the enemy. Jesus said, it is written. And in order to know what is written, you got to study the word of God in order to know what is written, because the word tells us that the word is like a two-edged sword, sharper than anything, and it can cut through anything, any mess. And if we have put on the helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness, and our foot sharp with the preparation of peace, hey, we can do anything, because the Lord has told us that we are the head and not the tail. We live above and not beneath, and we also can be the lenders and not the borrowers. If we believe by faith. Amen.
Amen. Now, we didn't get the name of the church, can I? You gave us the address, but we didn't get the name. Can you give us the name, please?
Yes, it's Restoration Through Christ. We call it Worship Center now, because we love to worship.
Yes.
Restoration Through Christ Worship Center.
Wow. It's all about worship. Before we get another caller, can you give me the meaning of worship to you?
The meaning of worship? Oh, the worship to me, because like I tell people, worship, praise and worship is two different things. Everybody can praise, but everybody can't worship. Because when you worship, that's like one-on-one with the Lord Jesus Christ and with God. And worship is when you allow the Spirit, when you allow the Spirit of God to come to you, when you're slain in the Spirit and the Spirit is directly ministering to your spirit. And God says, he who worshiped me must worship me in spirit and in truth. That was a situation one time when the Spirit of God was so heavy and the Spirit was so thick in the atmosphere, everybody was slain out in the Spirit. That was a woman that came in late to church, walked in, I think it was a visitor. When she walked in, saw what happened, she turned around and walked out. My wife met with her at work. The next day she said, I came by and the spirit was so low. And she said that my wife told her, no, you're misunderstanding it. The spirit at that point in time was so high that if you're not in the spirit, you wouldn't understand that. They're mistaken worship with praise. Praise is when you see everybody shouting. Praise is when you see everybody running around. But when it comes to worship, the Spirit of God has gotten you, wrapped you all up around him. You will have an intimacy with God one-on-one. That's when the Spirit is high, and that's when God can really just come into you, and you can just really focus on him. That's when he can really work with you. And that's what the Spirit, that's what worship is. When you come on, that's like I said, we love to worship. We do praise, but we love to worship. That's when the Spirit of God can really just deal with you, like it's just like a one-on-one relationship with him. Amen?
Amen. And your name again, Pastor?
I'm Pastor Johnny Davis at Restoration Through Christ Worship Center.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for even giving them the opportunity for using your facility to practice. Because understand that we got to use your facility to practice that. And may God continue to bless you for being a blessing to such a mighty band by faith and JT Spiritual. So thank you so much for just giving us a call. And you could also reach us at BillGrowingAndJoy.com and also the Preparation Room. Okay. And you can get the information from the band and stuff if you need to get it, or you could just give us a call back, okay? But thank you so much. And we want to try to get some more listeners on. Khalifa, do we have any more listeners before we hang up on this call?
Yeah, there's plenty of callers. The listeners are in. Everything's
active, active, active. I just want to say to the pastor that was just on, I just want to welcome him to Bill Growing and Joy, too, and give my blessings also to him. Sam, we're gonna have a lot of visits to make. We're gonna be tired when I get back to Atlanta.
That's what it's all about. It's all about doing kingdom business. It's all about kingdom business, right, Felicia?
It's all about kingdom business. That's what it's about. So I mean, I'm excited. This is a good interview today. So yes, let's take some more callers. And like I said, we have about 15, 20 minutes left in the show, and, you know, I got to get going. I got to head out to the community event here in San Diego with the Boo Parade, hugest community event out here, so I just want to send my shots out to those organizers out there. They do a great job every year out here for the kids and the community, you know, with the fire department and the, you know, the city involved, so I'm looking forward to taking the little ones out there and just hanging out with them and just, you know, once again, and, you know, seeing the great things they're doing in the community. But we can take this call. There's a couple more we can take, and then I'll go ahead and transition it right back to you. And in conclusion, Pam, there's one more song by these groups, and that's Child of God.
Child of God.
Yes, at the end, I will go ahead and play that song to conclude the show, but let's just take these callers.
Yeah, most definitely. But I just want to thank you so much for just giving us more time. Some listeners don't understand, but Felicia have gave us some more time. So we only have an hour, but thanks to the glory of God that's within her, she's given us a half an hour more time, so 20 more minutes. So thank you, Felicia.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, let's just call her 678-3100. Welcome to Bill Mobile. Join the Preparation Room. 678-3100. Got the player on. They're trying to be shy. Well, Pam, that's about it right now. I mean, the other callers, I'm noticing the number, especially the 678-7056, so that's AJ.
Yeah. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, AJ, for being there for us.
Awesome.
But let's go into the Child of God then. Let's listen to that song, and maybe we could get AJ back on the phone, and we'll talk about the Child of God a little bit more.
Okay, hold on. And this is JT Spiritual by Faith, Child of God.
Child of God, the other day, got distracted on his way to God's house. The devil in sheep's clothing came, so
Jesus say?
Child of God, gone astray. It must be breaking his heart in two. Listen closer, God's calling you. Child of God, the other day got distracted on.
Is by JT Spiritual?
No, that's by Faith.
It's by Faith?
Yes, ma'am, that's okay. By Faith. That's Reverend okay. Hubert Smith singing the lead on that. He also did the arrangement on it. And also, I wanted to tell you about the rest of the members of the band. We have Tyrone Graham, who is our keyboard player, Pastor
Amen.
Carl Ragland, who is a drummer and percussionist, Brother Roderick Cody, who is a vocalist, and you already talked to Evangelist Clark and Reverend Smith and Pastor Davis. And we have Anthony Williams, who's our bass player. So we have an awesome group of talented musicians and singers that are part of the By Faith Band.
Amen. Do you have any new music that's available that you're getting ready to produce?
That's being prepared as we speak. Glenda Ragland is taking care of that. That is her project. And as soon as that music is ready, it will be out there for iTunes and MP3s and everything. She's our basically our leader through the record label. And she's handling all of that. She's the one that makes all of our contacts between her and her husband, Pastor Carl Ragland. He handles our bookings and public relations and those type deals. So everybody has a job outside of what we do musically within the organization. So we're all working hard on both sides of the fence.
Well, I could really see that, and you really working really hard, and I really appreciate you stepping up. And you too, Minister Calvin, I appreciate y'all stepping up and really being the man of God that God wants you to be. And going forward and doing the things that you're doing, is there any tour or anything like that that's getting ready to come up in the future? Do you know anything about?
Well, we have some things that are being in negotiation right now. So until everything is finalized, I can't really announce anything. But the label and Glenda Ragland, she's negotiating with some people for some commitments. We're working with the Obama campaign down in Florida and here in Georgia. So that's one of the projects that we're actively involved in right now. So I was happy to hear you encourage everybody to please get out and vote. This is a critical vote, so we need to get out and cast those ballots. Vote for the candidate of your choice, but make sure you vote.
Yes, that is the main thing, voting for the candidate. Now tell me something. Who do you think the future that's going on? I'm just really concerned about what's going on with our youth.
Is there something that you could think that by faith could do with the band for us to help us to encourage our youth to go farther?
Okay, I'm going to let Pastor Ragland answer that for you because he's heavily involved in that. Hold on one.
Praise God, how you doing?
Hey, Pastor. This is Pastor Ragler.
Right, yeah. Ragland, R-E-G-L-A-N-D.
Pastor Ragland, can you introduce the listeners a little bit about who you are? Because the question was I asked AJ about the youth, our youth. And I know that this is a band that you have, a powerful band, and plenty of the people in the youth are encouraged by their music. And I just wanted to know, you know, in a spiritual way, what impact did you think that by faith could help, you know, the youth and stopping all the violence and being lost out here in the world? What impact did you think that your group can help our upcoming youth?
Well, one of the things we know we can help our youth with, I'm a youth pastor. I've been one for like 6 years. Also, we have several members in our band that has been in law enforcement, and we actually work with the youth. So we have programs within our band where we go out and we minister to the youth. We try to go out and talk to them about converting from gangs. We also offer music classes where we can teach them how to play instruments and things. And we just go out and just minister. And it's very nice to know that the youth love our music.
Wow. That is good. That is good. So you do teach them about the music. You do have an instructor to teach them how to play the drum, the guitar, the vocal, anything, you know, like
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
You do have a program?
Yes, ma'am. We each one of us are able to teach. We also have one of our members, he's an educator. Mrs. Ragland, my wife, she's an educator. And we just do anything we can to help the youth. One of the things is we offer Christ to the youth. We want them to understand that they do have someone to turn to, and it's the Word of God, and it's a blessing if they would just have faith in what we try to offer them.
That is the main thing. That is truly the main thing that we need to continue to do that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just
yes, ma'am.
Pray that God continually bless this group and continually to use y'all in such a mighty way, and maybe, you know, he could even make it even more bigger. So we're looking forward to hearing y'all music coming forth, and looking forward to the fact of God to continue to do the things that He are doing in your life. But I want to thank you, listeners, and you callers again for coming to Bill Groin and Joy in the Preparation Room, and thank you, Minister Wagner, for being
yes,
part
ma'am.
Of this this powerful show that's going forth, and may
and
God
like
bless
you. We would like to thank you also for allowing us the opportunity to be on your show. And we just ask God to just continue putting us together that we may be able to go out abroad together and work and save souls through the word of Jesus Christ.
That is awesome. Well, we welcome you with that. But listeners, next week we will have a powerful show. We have an artist that his name is Jamal. Jamal will be with us next week as God messenger. And every week by popular demand, God had made it so that we come on every Saturday. And it's really for 1 hour. But if Bill Groin and Joy allow us more time, we get more time, most of all, if the Holy Spirit put it on the mind. So I just encourage you listeners to just continue to come in with us, be part of us, call in, be part of the show. And if you have somebody that you know that might want to come on the show,
inbox me at the Preparation Room of Pamela Reese Wardlaw at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Kalicia Jenkins, and also Sunshine Reese. Follow us on Twitter and hit us up. Also, you could always hit us up at BillGrowingEnjoy.com and just sign in. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff that's going on. Her website, she got a lot of different stuff that's going on, and I'm going to give her back to you before we close the show so she could tell you about a little event that she has going on. Kalicia, I'm giving it back to you. Will you share it with some of the stuff that God is doing for you, even your awesome television station? Please share with our listeners.
Well, yeah, we have the television network. It's already launched. And talk with, you know, all the producers and the engineers. You can go into BillGrowingEnjoy.com, click the BGE TV 132, airing in over 300 countries. You know, God blessed me with it. You know, it caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting, just like I wasn't ever expecting to be in radio. But God has blessed me with this television network where I'm able to get, you know, not just the voice and the audio out to the communities and to the kingdom and to the people, what my calling is, but to get the visuals now. So, yes, we have major, major shows in that's coming in production, putting the production team in place, have the engineers in the network with some of the biggest in the business from, you know, the Tyler Perrys within the network. We have, you know, the Bowen, we have Gulfstream, you know, we have, there's Fox, there's Spike TV, it goes on and on and on, but you can get more information on BillGrowingEnjoy.com. Just click Open Vision Network, or actually click BGE TV 132, and then it'll take you to Open Vision Network. You have to download the app because that's what it's all about. It's on the go. Everything's going digital. I mean, as you guys see, Comcast going digital, Cox Cable's doing going digital. It's just the thing to do. You know, TVs are going to be eliminated pretty soon, so, you know, it's a blessing to be ahead of the curve. If you download it on your Androids, on your iPads, your tablets, whatever you have, your desktops, your laptops, and then you can go ahead to channel 132. Right now we have the little channel that's just up, like, to come, you know, a little bit of what Eric is doing out in Hollywood, but I'm going around the nation just getting content of just exclusive footage of things that, you know, I want to share to let people know what people are doing out in our community and across, not just in the U.S., but across the globe. So there's a lot that's going on. You know, I'm in talks with major people at major networks, picking up, you know, I'm working on a major, major project. One's in Atlanta where it's going to be like a huge YMCA for the youth, you know, that can come there. Universal Music's in there with us. We're going to be looking for talent to sign. Time Warner's coming in with the television network. So there's a lot that's going on. All I can tell you is just go to BillGrowingEnjoy.com, sign up for free so that way you can be getting the email blasts and you can find out, keep up with all that's going on. Because we're not just doing it in Atlanta, also in Palm Beach, Florida, San Diego, Los Angeles, and then also Houston we're touching also. So it's going to be just a whole, you know, nation of different cities coming together, and that's what, you know, Bill Grown Enjoy is all about. So BillGrowingEnjoy.com, follow Pam at Sunshine Reese. You can follow me on Twitter also, at Kalicia. Facebook or the Preparation Room, Facebook me, Kalicia Jenkins. I want to thank all the listeners across the globe that tuned into the Preparation Room. I know we had a slow start, kind of like a shaky start, but it ended up being a great show. I send my blessings to JT Spiritual. I send my blessings to By Faith. I look forward to meeting you guys when I get to Atlanta or when I'm in Atlanta. But I just send my continued blessings to each and every one of those members of the group, and just, you know, great music, and I love it, and I'm looking for more to come from them.
Well, thank you so much, Kalicia. As you listen to see, she got so much going on. You know, one of the things I realized that we will be doing an interview on her. It will be a 2 years this year. So just tune in. We'll give you the date and time. We're going to celebrate the 2 years that she has here at the Preparation Room, and we'll let you know a little bit more about it. It will be coming the upcoming month. It's going to be really exciting. So I ask you to just tune in with us. But again, if you have someone out that would like to share and worship with God, let them know about the Preparation Room and let them know about Bill Grown Enjoy. We would love to have them in the atmosphere and in the air to come forth for the kingdom of God. One of the things I do realize, when you put God first in your life, as Kalicia did, like the Preparation Room,
God will bless you abundantly. Bless you, Unreal. I mean, we'll talk more about it because it's in the interview, but when you go forth for this God, just put him first. Watch what God will do in your life. You will have big testimony. So I thank all you listeners for coming in. You know I love all of you. I could not go without telling you that I truly love you, especially with the love of God. I need you, and you need me. I can't do without you, and you can't do without me. So let's come together as one for the kingdom. And thank you so much, by faith, for coming on the radio station, giving us your time. Loving God in the preparation room and also with Bill, Gordon, and Joy. And I love you also. And thank you also, JT Spiritual. I ask God to continue to bless y'all and let you grow even more. Thank you so much for coming in and being part of the preparation room. And we got to get ready to leave out. And before we leave, I would love for Calipia, can you lead us out in prayer? I know you was like, no, she didn't. Can you lead us out in prayer, woman of God?
God, we just want to give blessings to this platform that you have provided. Yes, you know, my calling and being obedient to you, and I'm just grateful that you've selected me to be able to be that vessel through spreading the message through the kingdom of God. I send my blessings to all that is tuning in. I send my blessings to all that has been a part of this show today, and, of course, continued blessings upon the preparation room and Pamela Reese in her ministry and what the difference and changes she's making in others' lives. So as we go forth today, I just want to keep our heads up and, you know, ask that we keep our heads up and just keep going forward. Times are hard still, but we know that the door is opening, and it's now time to build, grow, and enjoy. So I just want to thank you, Jesus, just for everything you've done, all your blessings, continued favor in our lives, and in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, listeners, again, and see you next week with Jamal, God's messenger. Goodbye. Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord. Jesus, praise the Lord.